right, my very first audio boo. If I get it right, great. If not, well, I'm a noob. What can you do? Yesterday, I tweeted about meeting with the CEO and the president of the company. You had to give him a project update. And we've been working on this project of moving over our the bread and butter functionality of the company, bringing in money, handling premiums, you know, applying premiums, paying claims, moving the insurance policies from DOS COBOL, flat files of all things, over to .NET SQL Server. Well, that's been a project that's been underway since November of 2007. Just me and another developer working on this, so obviously it takes a while. And met with him yesterday, the CEO and president, told him it's going to take 20 months at the current speed and velocity that we're going to get this thing done. And they didn't have a problem with that. Obviously, they wanted it as soon as possible. And I said, okay, you want it as soon as possible. Here, I pulled out, you know, out of my pocket, I pulled out an estimate, a proposal of here's what it will take. I can compress the timeline to a maximum deliverable of 12 months. Here's how. Give me two BAs to do nothing but requirements gathering, freeing up the developers to do nothing but coding. Right now, the developers do BA work and developer work and quality assurance work. So you give me two BAs, they're in and out in 6 months, they can get all the requirements documented. Give me four developers total on the team, give me two quality assurance testers for the back, and then I would move to a project management role, making sure that everybody is moving in the right direction at the same pace, and we're feeding the assembly line, so to speak, in the right fashion. Told them that, you know, obviously a risk that when you compress the timeline like this is testing. If we're going to roll something out in November, we got to make sure that the thing in November doesn't break something that's been working in production since February. Normally the developers would do that. The issue that we ran into is the developers won't have time to do that whenever you're compressing the timeline. They have to crank code. But there has to be somebody keeping it safe. And so that's the reason why I proposed the quality assurance team. Costs went up on the project by about $250,000 bucks. For a small company, that's not easy to swallow. But I justified it by talking about the automation that's going to be in place, taking away the mundane junk that nobody likes to do, and moving it into an automated process, making sure that we pull the business rule knowledge, the business process knowledge out of people's heads and stick it into the system so that if they decided to leave, it's not a huge hit on the company. Or, God forbid, if something dire happened, we're not, you know, up the creek without a paddle, so to speak. So, presented all this to them, they bought off on it, now it's up to me to make it real. So, if you know any BAs, any developers or quality assurance folks, send them my way. Have them tweet me. Talk to you next time. Bye.